Hello, my name is Ontario Wright, cohort 37. The name of my projects are My Shops and Date Night.
Thanks so much for jumping on here for a little bit to share about your story and what you've been building these last 6 months. So what were you doing before NSS? How did you end up making this career change?
Well, I was a barber before NSS, and I actually owned a barbershop for a couple of years. I've cut hair, I guess, for the last 8 years. And I had a client, I've always been interested in the tech, and I had a client who's a software developer. And one day he was working on a project written in JavaScript, and I just thought it was really cool. And so he kind of inspired me to take that leap and to, you know, start learning about it. And so he gave me a lot of free resources to start teaching myself. And he used to work at a company called EY, and he was telling me about how they was hiring a lot of developers from NSS. And so I started doing some research. I actually checked out a few boot camps online. I checked out Vandy's boot camp, but all the research I did, I kept coming back to NSS because so many people raved about how good, well of a school they are. And so I applied, and here I am.
And here you are. I love that. And so were you cutting his hair when you asked him this, when you learned about it? How did that encounter happen?
Well, he was actually waiting on his turn, and he had his computer open. And before I started cutting his hair, he was showing me something, right? Because like I said, I was always interested in tech, and I was telling him once I found out what he did for a living. And so he basically just started showing me some stuff he was working on, and I just thought it was really, really cool.
That's awesome. And here you are. Not only did you apply, but you stuck with it. You made it through the 6 months.
Yes.
That's an achievement.
Yes.
I congratulate you on that. So next, I want to talk with you about what you've been building these last 6 months on your projects. Whichever one you want to start with, what is it and how did you build it?
Okay, well, my front-end capstone is called My Shops. And the idea for My Shops kind of came along because, like I said, I'm a barber. And so I would get busy sometimes and someone wouldn't be able to get to me, or someone would be going out of town and they would ask me, like, man, if I can't get to you, then who should I go to? Or if I'm going to a new city or state, like, how do I find a good barber, not just any barber? So I wanted to try and solve that problem. And so I created My Shops. And based off your location, it populates the top 3 barbershops and salons in that area. Or you can do a search based off city and state, and it'll populate the top barbershops based off rating in that area.
That's really neat. And it's always cool to hear someone build something that sort of scratches their own itch on something that they wish they had before they got these skills.
Yes.
All right. And anything you want to add to this particular project on the tech and how it all works together?
Well, I basically built it using the React library. I use a third-party API to get my data from. So it basically stores data to a JSON server, which is an API. That's pretty much it. I started with Bootstrap.
Excellent. And here you are today. So let's talk about your other project. What's that and how does that work?
Okay, well, Date Night kind of came along because I'm terrible at planning date night. And my wife would agree. And so I wanted to build something that would actually recommend date night ideas based off your location and budget. And so again, it's an MVC project, so it's completely built on the server side. So, like I say, I use a third-party API. You enter your location, your budget, populate places, ideas for you to go on a date at. You can choose a food spot, and you can actually choose a place to have fun at and basically save those to a SQL Server database.
Excellent. And when you look at both of those projects and you think back to what you've learned and how it's impacted you, do you have a preference, you think, going into the future? Did you enjoy front-end work more or back-end work more? What do you think you want to be doing next?
I actually like both sides. Like, I like doing front-end work and I like doing back-end work. Front-end, you get to see more of what's going on versus back-end. You really don't get to see too much going on unless you use the MVC. And you can use the Razor templates, you know, to do the HTML on the C# side. So I would like to do something more full stack, I would say, to actually work on both sides.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have those skills and they're teaching you that. So I'm glad that this has worked out for you and I'm glad that you've made it to this point and we're all pulling for you and the rest of cohort 37.
Yes, and the greatest cohort ever.
Greatest cohort ever, they say. That's what I hear. So, hey, congrats again. And I'm looking forward to keeping in touch and following along, and one day, you know, you'll be doing something and you'll tell someone else about your experience just like someone told you. So I can't wait to see how that unfolds in the future.
Yes, you can do whatever you put your mind to.